I'll read it.
Valley Yorakos, Summer Vechule. Okay, so Katani Yorakos, Dumya the Pas. So it teaches Yorakos in a situation that's similar to Pas. Ma Pas, Shinishtan Ali Deha Or, Af Yorakos, Nami Shinishtan Ali Deha Or.
Difficult piece of Gemara. The Mishnah says what? It says Pas. It says Yorakos. It says Pas
first
and it says Yorakos.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, sort of in the same area, because it's all Alpiros Ha'aretz who Omer Bar Pri Adam Chutz Min HaPas. Right? So HaPasu Omer HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. HaMotzi Lechem Min HaAretz. The Al Yorakos, which is also a Peros Ha'aretz, is a Bar Pri Adam. Okay, so they're, I mean, how do you know that it's Dumya de Pas? What do you mean it's Dumya de Pas? So plain pshat is what? Plain pshat is what? What's the pshat of here? Ma pas. Shenishtan ayideh ha'or, af yirokos nami shenishtan ayideh ha'or. I mean, the simplest pshat is that it means that it's also talking about cooked vegetables. When it says yirokos, you can tell from the fact that it has something that's cooked in here already, in the list, which is pas, to show that it's talking about even things that are cooked. Right? Not that it's making some... not really that there's a comparison between the two. Not learning a din...
just that that's the framework.
That's the framework. The framework is, if it wasn't talking about cooked things, I wouldn't mention pasta. Right? I think that's what the Pnei Yoshua says. Yeah, that's the simplest... that's a clear shot. But the Gemara, it's a little confusing now from the Rashi, and I don't know if you looked at the Tosis, but it's also a little confusing. What does he say?
Rashi?
Yeah, so ma pas shenishtan aydeh or...
Right,
and what? Good. Afi rokos nami shenishtan aydeh or...
Right, so Rashi says, v'afilu hachi b'mosayu kaimi.
Yeah.
So even so, they retain their state, their status.
Right. Maybe that's what Rashi means. That's all that Rashi means. Because he doesn't mention anything about pas. He doesn't say ma pas to mean something. Just means to say that I can identify Yorakos, even cooked Yorakos, because I see that there's another cooked thing in there. Right? And so what does that mean? If I make a bracha on a Yerek, even though it's cooked, what does that tell us? It tells us that it's still a Yerek. It's still a Yerek. Yeah. So you're going to be joining us now?
I think so.
All right. You have a chavrusa?
Yeah.
Who?
Yitzi.
Is he joining us?
Not today.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Did you see the Tosis?
Yeah, I looked at it, yeah.
Tosis is difficult. You see the Tosis? Guys, try to Tosis.
Midikatani Yorakos?
Yeah.
Okay, so Midikatani Yorakos Dumya de Pas. Lohavi Yorakos Dumya de Pas.
So first of all, it doesn't mean Yorakos are
right.
Dumya
not really.
Pas. They're not really Dumya de Pas.
Shehare Pas is Shani Le'iluya. Because Pas, when it's cooked, it's enhanced. When you cook Yorakos, Lohavi Yesh Yorakos Sheim Mishtanos Le'iluya. And when you cook Yorakos, there's some Yorakos that aren't changed Le'iluya.
So it's not saying that pas and vegetables are the same.
Right.
It's not a statement of fact that they're exactly the same. Mm-hmm. Because they're not. Okay, so what does it mean?
So, Ella Kilomar, Maha pas ain't bishul megarea as habracha, afayrakos nam mosayu kaimi, velo megarea lehu habishul. So, just like by bread, it doesn't detract from it, from the blood of the bracha, yirakos also retain their state, and the bracha isn't, and the bishul isn't, Megarea it.
See, it's difficult. I mean, what does it mean that it doesn't detract from the bracha? It's a completely different bracha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but doesn't it just mean it doesn't give a lesser form of the bracha?
It's not like a, it doesn't go to like completely general.
Yeah. Right. What do you see? You know, the way Tosis is learning, it seems like he's saying that you learn something from how to treat Yerukos from the way we treat Pas. Right? That what? That just like Pas doesn't have a reduced bracha, it doesn't have a reduced bracha, so too Yerukos won't have a reduced bracha. But what does he mean? What does he mean that Yerukos are nami b'milsa yukaimi? Pasa not b'milsa yukaimi. The whole equation doesn't make sense. I mean, not a clear equation. He's saying pas really gets better, but some vegetables get worse. So which vegetables are we talking about anyway? I mean, the whole thing is a confusion.
You're saying
pasta
isn't
b'milsa yukaimi? No, he says pasta is ishtani liluya.
I mean, a lot of vegetables aren't ishtani liluya.
Like things are also ishtani liluya.
There are some that are, but I mean, there are a lot that aren't also. Like things that, I think
most are not.
Right, things that you eat raw, but you also could eat cooked. Let's say.
So right, there's almost nothing. There's very, very few things that you only eat raw, and don't eat cooked. Yes.
Right. So,
I don't
understand, what are Rashi and Tosfos arguing about?
Well, I don't really know what Tosfos is talking about exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rashi is simple. Rashi seems more straightforward. That what? I mean, the Mishnah says, Yerukos, you make a bor pri adama. Now, the question is, which Yerukos? So, I can prove from the context that it's even cooked Yerukos. Right? But why do I make a bracha? Why do I make the Bar Priya Dhamma? Because Yerukos is in the Mishnah, and it says Bar Priya Dhamma, and now I can tell you which Yerukos they are. But Tosfos is confusing. It's like, it's not that I'm learning it from the Mishnah. It's almost like I'm not that I'm learning it from the Mishnah.
Yeah.
I'm learning it from an equation to pass. You understand? Why don't you just learn simple? It says Yerukos in the Mishnah. Yerukos are cooked, and now the Mishnah tells you to make a boy pridama. Like Tosfos is saying, no, you only from the plain. It's almost like Tosfos saying from the plain reading of the Mishnah you wouldn't know this, but like from a hekesh in the Mishnah you learn it.
Is he saying more like, as opposed to what you said before, how it's just establishing the framework here?
Right.
He's saying it's like really a hekesh kind of.
Yeah, it's a strange hekesh because first is they're not the same because really pas gets better, and some Yerukos don't. So it's almost like it has to be talking about all Yerukos now. Right? It has to be like a statement about all Yerukos. And since some don't get any better, that can't be the equation. Right? So then what is the equation? So then he says two things that are not in the same framework. He says, just like pas, the bishul is not megareya, the bracha, so that's talking about the bracha, so too Yerukos are b'milsayu kaimi. But pas is not, right?
Yeah.
Below megarei lua bishul. Below megarei lua who what?
Yerukos.
Right. In terms of bracha?
No, that's not what he says. Though.
I really don't, it's a very confusing Tosfos. What is his,
You should just say below megarei lua.
I mean, it should be an equation.
Right.
Why is he have to, what is the milsayu kaimi? That's like saying something different already. Yeah.
Also, I mean, is that a normal idea to have a hekesh in a Mishnah?
No, not really. Not that I know. Yeah, I really don't know. Any thoughts on this?
Pesach?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the first part of Tosfos is saying that Rashi's extending the subject of the Mishnah to cooked foods as well.
Right.
And Tosfos is saying, well, that's not true because this thing's a Shtana Laluya. So it's not extending the subject to all cooked things. It's just
right.
talking about something that's a Shtana Laluya.
That's true.
So you have to come up with a better...
That's true. I mean, that is true. That is a difficult thing with Rashi. It's not an absolute statement.
He's saying
depend.
The whole subject is everything cooked.
It's going to depend. Some things are going to get better cooked, some things are not. I mean, it's true. I think you're right. I think Tosfos is trying to work it out with the shitas that are coming up. Right? Let's leave it go for right now. But, we'll have to come back, see if we can work it out. Okay, go ahead. Omer Rav Nai. But what's the idea he's saying? They're both saying one thing. That if it's b'mil sayu kaimi, then it keeps its bracha. Go ahead.
Okay. Amar Rav Nai, Mishmei De'Abaye, Zos Omeres, Shlokos Mevarchan Alein Borei Pri Adama. So that is to say that Shlokos, Rashi says, Kol Yarek Shalok, any cooked vegetable, Mevarchan Alein Borei Pri Adama, you make a Borei Pri Adama on it.
Okay, and that seems to be in line with this, with the statement that was just made. That it's an absolute statement, and it seems like an absolute statement that cooking doesn't change the thing. And therefore, they're all going to get Borei Pri Adama. Okay.
I don't want to get ahead of myself, yeah. But just, I mean, let's say a vegetable that is normally eaten raw, and then you cook it.
Right.
So that's still, he's still saying that would also be
Adama.
Okay. Okay, go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Darash Rav Chista Mishum Rabbeinu Umanu Rav. So Rav Chista is Darash in the name of Rabbeinu, which is Rav. Shlokos Mevarchan Aleihem Borei Pri Adama. So on Shlokos, cooked vegetables, you make a Borei Pri Adama.
So that's the same thing here.
Right. Rav Oseinu Hayordan Meretz Yisrael Umanu Ula Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan. So Ula in the name of Rabbi Yochanan said Shlokos Mevarchan Aleihem Shakal Yom Devara.
Okay, so it's apparently a stira. Rav says cooked vegetables, you make a Borei Pri Adama. And Rabbi Yochanan says you make a shakal. Go ahead.
Right. So Rashi said harei hadavar machlokas. So
right.
So it continues. Vani Omer. Is this Rav Chista talking?
Yep.
Okay. Koshet chilaso Borei Pri Adama shlako shakal yam dvara. So anything that starts out as hadama, if you cook it, it becomes shakal.
So that's what Rashi says. See the first Rashi, Dorash Rav Chista.
Right.
Kach. No,
the whole thing to follow.
Don't say he's not Dorash Rav Chista Mishum Ravenu.
Right.
He's Dorash this. Ravenu right. said this. Rav Hussein said that.
Right.
Rani Omer.
Right.
Rani Omer, read again.
Right. Akosh Tchilaso Borei Pri Adama, Shlako Shekel Nivvara. Akosh Tchilaso Shekel Nivvara, Shlako Borei Pri Adama. So anything that starts out as Ha'adama, if you cook it, it becomes Shehakol. And anything that starts out as Shehakol, if you cook it, it becomes Ha'adama.
So what does it mean? What does it mean it starts out? So how do you know what it starts out as? Go ahead. Let's see Rashi.
So Rashi says, Avani omer li yashe zivrehem she'en chalukim yesh mihen pri adama v'yesh mihen shehakol. So they're not really arguing. They're talking about different cases.
Okay.
So kol yarek ha'ne'echal chai she'tchil aso bori pri adama. So any vegetable that's eaten raw, which starts out as Ha'adama.
So if it's eaten, so that's the first rule. But if it's eaten raw, then everyone agrees it's a Borei Pri Adama.
Right.
Okay.
So shlako, so if you cook it, achemi milse, ligriusa. So you take it out of its state to a lesser state. Umvorech shehakol. And then you make a shehakol. Ulakaman mukila vitumi vikarsi. And later on it establishes that it's talking about garlic and leeks.
Garlic and what?
Leeks, I think.
Yeah,
that's
what
Jastra said.
Two means garlic.
Yeah.
I'm talking about that.
Cooked garlic, I mean, it's hard to say that...
That's
the case that what? That you don't eat it...
You don't eat it cooked.
Right.
That you don't eat it cooked.
Right.
Eat it raw.
That what?
Tosis mentions
it. I understand, but kol yerek hanecho chai, right? So, right. If it's eaten raw, and then you cook it, now it's changed, taken out of its state, for the worse. So then you make a shackle. Okay, go ahead.
V'chol yerek she'ein darko le'achal chai, any vegetable that's not its way to be eaten raw, she'metchiloso im achlo chai she'akol hu mevarech, that if he...
That's another rule now. So now we got another rule. That what? Any raw, any vegetable that's raw, but is not normally eaten raw, right? I think the rush says it goes by raw b'nei adam also. Not, you can't just decide you want to eat raw potatoes. So any vegetable that's eaten, that's not eaten raw, that's not as derech achiloso. So then what? If you do eat it raw, then it's a shehakol. Okay.
So then, and then shloko, so if you cook that, v'heviyo l'derech achiloso, and you bring it into its way of being eaten, pu ikar piryo. That's the ikar pri. U'mavarech bori priya adama. And on that you make a bori priya adama.
Which case was that?
It's not eaten raw, and then you cook it.
Oh, okay.
It's not eaten raw.
So you would have made a burly number before.
No, it's not eaten raw, so you would have made a shakal.
You would have said shakal.
You would have said shakal, because it's not eaten raw.
But you're cooking it, and then you're going
to cook it. So now it's an interesting thing. So now Rashi says, now it's the ikar pri. Why does Rashi bring that in? What is Rashi trying to explain with that? Now it's the ikar pri. Just say it's the derech achilaso. Mm-hmm. It would seem the reason why you made a shakol is because it wasn't derech achilaso. Right? Yeah. Now it's derech achilaso.
So what do you need a kapri for you?
Yeah, what is he saying with the ikapri for over here? And when it's normally eaten cooked, and when it's normally eaten raw and you cook it, then what? Then it's not the pri anymore?
What's the difference between saying it's a
deck
and saying
it's a different?
Isn't that just saying it's the same thing?
Is that the same thing? It would seem it's different. I mean, it seems like he's saying a new concept over here. That ikar pri means to say derech achila means it's the pri. If it grew in the ground and you pulled it out of the ground, that's the pri. Right? It's not going to become more of a pre or less of a pre what you do with it. You know what I'm saying?
So then like a raw potato, according to that, would be the pre?
It would be the pre. The only thing is, when you don't eat it in the normal way, you don't make the bracha. You don't make the specific bracha.
You don't eat it in the normal way.
That's right.
You eat it raw.
So if you eat it raw...
When you eat it in the non-normal way...
Is the converse true also?
No, he's right. Because you don't make the bracha just because you don't eat it normally.
You're standing around doing that.
Is the converse of Rashi also true?
What's that?
If the converse, if you would normally eat it raw, would that be called ikar pri? And when you would cook it, it would no longer be ikar pri?
Rashi doesn't make any... what does he just say? He says, if it's eaten raw, doesn't really say.
He says,
says... that then if you cook it, you're taking it out of its thing. Does sound like he's saying it's losing the shame free. Right? Because that's...
He would apply that idea?
It sounds like it, because he's saying milse, you're not... Yeah, it's afge mi milse. So it was a pre-adama. Right? He doesn't say, now you're not eating it derech achilaso. And I think Rashi says that for a very good reason, because it is eaten cooked. I mean, there's nothing. I don't think there's anything that is only eaten raw. Never eaten cooked. Even these things. I mean, Tosis has a hard time, the Rishonim all have a hard time working out, why do you say it's not eaten cooked? They say it's better when it's cooked. So they say that it's because, it's better because of the things it's cooked with. But on its own, it really is not better.
It's definitely eaten, though. I just say it's griusa, right?
That's it?
Meaning, doesn't have to be that it's not eaten at all, because it's going to be worse than
the Tosa. This Tosa says, well, the Gemara says later, it's the Tumi and the Kashi. Tosa says, what do you mean that the garlic and the leek get worse when you cook it? Right. We know. We know that they get better. Right. So they definitely eat them.
Right.
So the answer is that really they only get better because of the other things they're cooked with. But if you would just cook garlic and just cook onion and just cook leeks, they would not get better.
They would get worse.
They would get worse.
Is that the case?
Is that the case? Apparently they never tried it.
If you just cook an onion, like you chop it up and you...
A leek. We gotta get a leek.
I don't know.
See?
No, leek is good. Cook it by itself.
Cook it by itself? What? Steam leeks. Steam leak. Huh?
Have you had raw leeks?
Leek patties, yeah.
That's as far as
that's cooked raw leeks.
Yeah,
that's
of course.
That's like, it doesn't even.
You thought cooked leeks were good.
You don't know about how things grow, you don't know how things are cooked.
No, come on. You assumed it grew up the tree, that's the leek patty.
And you just assume they put it in the thing and make a patty out of it.
But they mean without, let's say, without spices?
Yeah, with nothing. With nothing.
Everyone has spices.
Yeah, because it loses some of its spiciness, right?
Yeah, I think everything else says it loses its flavor. If you just,
it's chewy garlic, I think.
What's that?
It's chewy garlic. If
well, I mean, I know they make baked, people bake garlic.
People eat garlic.
Cooked garlic.
Yeah, but it loses its pungency.
Yeah, that's correct. It loses its.
What
makes it garlic?
Yeah, exactly.
People eat it that way because you can't eat it.
That's not what it's not what it's grown for. It's not grown
for. They don't cook it. It's still you can still
right,
chop
as
it.
Paint,
it's
paint.
It's good. Lava, but it's not. But it's not grown. Okay.
Garlic and a toothpaste thing. Imagine that.
Yeah.
No, I won't imagine.
Anyhow.
I need toothpaste.
So, I mean, that's Rashi's focus, right? I mean, the milsayu kaimi is good. I mean, it's still considered a pre. Right? It's a pre when it grows, and it's the milsayu kaimi. That was the first way of learning that the Yerokos are B'milsayu Kaimi. Right? But that was when you're going to learn, apparently, on everything. Right? But now that you're going to say some yes and some no, now Rashi doesn't say B'milsayu Kaimi anymore. Right?
Doesn't he effectively?
Does he effectively? What does he say?
He says, "Kol yarek nechal chay shet chilas abrpir adam ashlako akim imilsay." The Gemara says, so it's not the milsay pattern.
I understand, but in the first one, when he says that you still make the abrpir adam when it's cooked,
right?
Why?
Because it's milsay pattern.
Correct. Right. And now, why do you make the abrpir adam when it's cooked?
Is your ikar prayer you're saying is different than milsay kaimi?
It would seem so. It's not just the milsay kaimi.
Right now, it's more than it was before. Right.
It's more than it was before.
Right.
In other words. So what's the difference? The difference, I think, is because the first time around, that would be learning that it's a rule on all Yerokos. Mm. Right? That was if you hold every Yerek that is cooked is still a Bar Pri Adama. Right? Right, no, the truth is, right, the first time he's not talking about Yerokos.
He's talking about just the function of cooking, it seems, the first time. Just the process of cooking, does it, what effect does it have?
He's not talking about, what? I mean, he's just talking about that it's not going to take good things out of their state.
Even if you don't let... Everything's going to be eaten cooked, right? Everything's going to be eaten, at least eaten cooked, right?
Right.
Even if it's not as good.
Right. Look, there's two things. Now we're into a different... I mean, the first statement doesn't seem to be consistent with... The first statement is not like Rechista. Rechista is coming up with some sort of a pshar here, right? Mm-hmm. And he's saying that what? That what? That it depends. If it's normally... Now, it seems that the first thing, it seems what he's saying about the shahakol is not a new thing. Right? Because they were never talking about shlokos. They were only talking about shlokos before. Right? That doesn't seem to be part of this machlokos. Whether you make a shahakol on a raw thing that is not normally eaten that way. Right? Seems so. That would seem everybody agrees. So why is that? So they says that's not derech achilaso. But my question is, does that mean that it's not the pre? Is he saying it's because it's not really the Ikar Pri? Because Rashi seems to be saying now that when you mevashel it and you bring it into Derech Achiloso through the Bishul, right, that makes it the Ikar Pri. And before, why didn't you make the bracha? Because it wasn't the Ikar Pri. Because Derech Achiloso will define the Ikar Pri.
So what was it before?
Before, it was, it was what?
The Tufel.
The non-Ikar. Yeah. See, it's similar. It's reminiscent of the Shemen Zayas, right? Where he said, "Ovo Hashemen miyad bo b'shinuyov lechlal derech achilaso, v'ikar hapri lekach natu hilkach prihu." Right? Rashi said by Shemen Zayas, why do you make the Bar Priya Eitz on the oil? Why do you make the Bar Priya Eitz on the oil of the olive? So he said because it's immediately brought into the Derech Achila, into its Ikar Derech Achila. Right? The pressing brings it miyad into Derech Achiloso. And that's the Ikar HaPri L'kach Natu. That's the essential reason why they planted this Pri. And that's why he says, Hilkach Prihu. Therefore it's the Pri. Now, what's the issue over here? The issue over here is, it would seem, according to Rashi, that's Rashi always comes back to that theme of, do you have the pre or not? Right? Like by the Yayin, by the Shem, by the Mashkin also. He said, the Mashkin Azeya Ba'alma, the Eno pre, the Varchal of Boy Priyoates. As Rashi seems to, according to Rashi, the question you have to ask yourself is, you need the pre in order to make the bracha. Not just the substance that came from the pre, but you need an idea of the product of this, of the product of the tree, or the product of the earth. And there's a certain idea of what Derech Achiloso would seem, he holds, is part of that definition of the pre. The pre is not just the physical thing that grows, but the pre is the thing that grows in its form for man. Then it's called the pre. Yeah.
You said not just the thing, the way it grows. So let's say a raw potato. Is that the pre, or that's not the pre, or it's a different kind of pre?
Different kind of a pre. As well as the Ikar Pri. Right. That's what he means by Ikar Pri. It is a pre in a certain sense, but in terms of bracha,
it's not the pre that we're referring to.
So according to this, let me just see if we can work something out here quickly. Now, as I would say, according to the first way the Gemara is learning, Bishul. So what is he saying? He's saying that the Bishul, it's like we said by the Shemen Zayas, the Bishul really is a change, right? The Bishul is a change, creates a change. But it's a tikkun. In other words, if the thing is normally eaten, if the thing is not eaten raw, right? So when you're mevashel it, what are you doing? What is the Bishul doing? Yeah. It's actualizing the pre. This thing grew in a certain way, but under this condition, it's not edible. Under this condition, it's not in its primary state of eating. The Bishul changes the condition and allows it and puts it in the condition of being an ochel. Yeah.
Which one are you explaining now? The initial one?
No, not the initial one. We're leaving the initial one alone.
Okay, so the first way within Rav Chisda?
Rav Chisda's, the way Rav Chisda is trying to answer the machlokes.
Okay.
Trying to answer the question. The way he's trying to answer the question. Now, one second. You did the other side too, right?
Rav Nachman?
Yeah.
Read it, didn't get a good idea, but yeah.
Now, one second. And if the thing is normally eaten raw, right? So it is a pre now. It is a pre now. Okay. But now the question is what? Will the cooking remove? There is a difference between the thing. There is a difference, it would seem. There is a difference between the cooking bringing it into the state of the pre, right? And then having the pre and removing the shame pre. They're not necessarily equal in ease. What does Rashi say? He says, Afke mi milse ligriusa. Afke mi milse ligriusa. So what is this, factually speaking, so what does it mean? It means it makes it a little worse, right?
Mm-hmm.
It makes it a little worse. Yeah.
The other way doesn't have to make it better, though.
What's that?
To keep it as...
It'd be fine.
I don't know, you don't have to make it better, you just have to not
make it worse.
Diminish it.
Correct. Yeah. He doesn't say that it's not derech achil. Does he say it's not derech achil anymore?
Not necessarily.
What he says is kol yerek hane'echal chai, right? That's all he says. Shetchiloso barbi adama sholko afke mi milse legriusa. He doesn't say...
So it's a derech achil.
He doesn't have the derech achil thing.
Right.
He doesn't say if there are any fruit, any vegetable whose derech achil is dafka chai.
Right.
When you cook it, now it's not derech achilas anymore.
Right.
Right? But when he says it's not eaten raw, right, that means that is not derech achilas.
Right.
Yeah. What's that?
So the griusa doesn't necessarily make it out to be derech achila.
What?
Like even though it gets worse, it might...
That's right. That's correct. That's correct. So then why should you make a shakal on it? If it's not taken out of necessarily, if it's not necessarily taken out of derech achilas.
Okay.
What's that?
Okay.
So what would you say about bishul then at this point?
What do you mean? What's the question?
That was what type of an effect does bishul have on a thing?
That means on that note, when it's normally not eaten raw.
When it's normally not eaten raw, correct.
So you make an adama after you've cooked it.
Right.
Right, so in that case, granted, it's bringing it into its derech achila.
Right.
Is it also milsei kai, or is it, we don't care because it's a derech achila?
That's a good question.
Well, milsei kai doesn't apply. No? Cause it's not,
yeah.
Milsei kai means
before.
It's retaining what it had from before, but it didn't have anything before. It didn't have a state of maker pri. Like
correct.
Because
milsei, he's saying that milsei kaimi is only talking. Milsei means the shame pre.
Okay.
Right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying milsei kaimi means it had a milsei before.
There's nothing to retain. It's really bala derech. It's bala limilsei.
Right.
Right.
But does the idea that Rashi said milsei legriusa only apply when it was a hadama and becomes a chakol? I mean, like, is that true for a pre, when it becomes an ikar pre, it's still milsei legriusa?
No, when it becomes ikar pre, it's that's derech achilas, so that's improved.
So it seems that bishul only is milsei legriusa when it takes away the bracha?
Or the cause and effect is reversed. It takes away the bracha when it's legriusa. right? Yeah. So in other words, it would seem plain shot over here, according to Rashi, that Bishul is a process that does change the entity, right? It does change the entity. It's considered a new thing when it's cooked, okay? But if the cooked state is the reason why you planted the thing in the first place, right? Then the Bishul is a tikkun, and it's actualizing the potential of the achila component that was latent in the pre-kibriyaso. Pre-kibriyaso grew a certain way; it had certain qualities of achila, but it needed the Bishul to be masakin them. It's a tikkun to the thing, right? But if it was already an ochel, it's already edible, then apparently he's saying, as long as the bishul has any negative aspect to it, then it's going to be considered, it can't be considered the tikkun, and it can't be considered, it has to be considered that it changed it. In other words, there's only a tikkun and a kilkel. The bishul is a process of transformation. It's either a tikkun or a kilkel. It's either fixing it or destroying it. But therefore, if it's worse, if it's not, I mean, truthfully, well, it's a good question. But if it's a little bit worse, he's saying. In other words, I would say if it doesn't do anything, then you could say it's not even a bishul. Nothing happened to it. But if there's a bishul and it has some negative change, it doesn't now have to take it out of its derech achila. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
The bishul doesn't have to remove it from its derech achila now to make it a shahakol. It just has to be not considered a tikkun, and therefore it's going to be considered a transformed object out of its old out of its prior shame. It's going to lose the shame pre. It only has the shame pre the first way because the bishul is a tikkun to the rudimentary ochel. You know what I mean? But if it's legriusa, then it's going to be considered a new entity. And you can't say this is the ikar pri, because it was already grown to be eaten chai. So now whatever the process is, now that you apply a transformative process, it's not going to be the pri anymore. It's going to be something else.
Just in that middle case, yeah, where it's not really being changed, can you just elaborate what you mean when you say it's not
official? That's a good question.
I know the Gemara doesn't bring it up.
I saw the Rashba mentions that the Ravid learns, as most Rishonim don't want to learn, like Tosus, that this is only talking about cases where it actually gets worse.
Right.
Right. The Rashba also. But the Rashba mentions at the end that the Ravid learns is talking about any fruit, anything that's eaten raw. In other words, how do you say Rashi? Does Rashi, it's hard to learn from Rashi. What kind of things are we talking about? Oval, v'chol yerek, she'ein derech, no. Which one? Kol yerek ha'nechol chai. Right? She'tchilos over v'yadomo, sholko afke mimilso legriuso. I mean, he does not, in plain shot from Rashi, is it's just anything that's eaten raw.
So a cooked tomato would be shahakal, even though people eat it.
A cooked carrot would be a shahakal.
Most of Shon don't learn that way.
No.
Because it's not a tikkun.
That's what Tosa says. Tosa says, Nirin Advarm, she called over Shu Kol Kafto Mavushal Kumochai, the Chai Kumo Mavushal, Kumini Kitnius, Kentapuchim, Yeshlem Brocha Rishona. Shekol kach shav mushon kmo chayim. A little bit confusing lashon, but he means to say it's the same bracha.
That's why, like the Rambam doesn't present it in terms of yirakos even. He just presents it as a rule, and then he says whether that's by peros or by yirakos, right. Like it's just a general thing.
Right. But by peros, I don't think you have a pre. That's we didn't have a case of a pre where it's not even. just mitzias. But well, what's a pre? I'll give you a quiz. What's a pre that's only eaten cooked?
Prio eights.
What's a prio eights that's only eaten cooked?
I can
guess. Yeah.
It's a very exotic. Are you talking about like a comic? Okay, I don't know.
It's actually the subject matter of a popular song.
Wine?
No.
Yes, Josh.
Chestnuts.
Yes. Chestnuts. There you go.
Chestnuts.
Those are armonios. Tosa mentions armonios. We should want to talk about armonios. Chestnuts.
Why are they only in the song? Is it impossible to eat them raw?
What?
Is it impossible to eat them raw?
I don't know. Never tried.
What does it do to
Yes, it's impossible to eat them raw. They're way too hard.
Oh, is it because you can't open it?
I don't know.
You open it first.
You cut them and then you bake them.
Where you roast them on an open
fire. On open fire.
Yes.
What would Rashi say for a vegetable that's normally eaten raw, but is improved through bishul?
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, like, he's using like, these three different terms. It seems like that would fall into a nowhere category. He doesn't allow for that possibility.
That's a good question.
What was your question?
A vegetable you draw but would be improved by cooking.
Yeah, what does he mean after me milsa li grey usa? Is that a statement of fact or is that a halachic statement? Now it's now it got worse. You made it worse. If it's normally eaten raw, then you made it worse.
Seems like halachic. I think also because just where the vav is. Because if it were shlako, you should say ve'achyem imilsa legriusa. Like if he's talking about the practical, you should say shlako ve'achyem imilsa legriusa. The conclusion should be mevarach shako. But the conclusion would be shlako, then halachli achyem imilsa legriusa mevarach shako.
Oh, it should be ve'afke?
Right.
Right.
If it's practical. Then.
Right.
Yeah. Let's take the next piece. We'll get the whole. Get a good overview. And we can go back and try to analyze it.
Just finish this part about the practically.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So Vishlama kosht chleso shakolni abivaro shlako bari pri adama mishkachas la bikarva basilka bikara.
There's plenty of things you can think of for that.
Right. I think it was cabbage, beets, and pumpkin, something like that. Okay.
Correct.
So what fits that category?
Right, so that's what bothers the Rishonim. Yeah. If you're going to say it's something that can be eaten cooked, that can be eaten raw and cooked, many things are eaten both. What's so hard to find? Mm-hmm. Right, it's mashma from the Gemara that they're looking for something that's hard to find, and they have to settle on a strange thing. Right.
This is both? This is you make shakol after you cook it.
Yeah, what kind of a thing do you... But they're asking, what kind of a thing do you eat raw? And what kind of a thing...
Not cooked.
What does it say? See, the Gemara...
It puts it in halacha.
It never says what you do... what's that?
It puts it in terms of the halacha, not the practicality.
It's only asking for the tchila. Right, so in other words, it's very easy to find things that the first bracha is a bari pri adama when it's raw. Right.
The other way.
I confused myself. It's very easy to find things that are bari pri adama when they're cooked. Right. That are bari pri adama when they're cooked.
And both.
I'm sorry.
You think
it's easy to find things that starts as a shahakol and ends up as a bari pri adama. Right. That's fine. But what?
To find something that starts as...
Something that starts in that doma and ends up as a shahakol, where do you find it? Right? So now what now... So that would imply, like, for instance... That would imply...
A carrot.
That a carrot would be a bari pri adama in both ways. Because it would seem like there are a lot of vegetables that are eaten... apples A lot of things that are eaten both ways. So, if things are eaten both ways are shahako when they're cooked, it's very easy to find cases. But it makes it sound like it's very hard to find cases. Right?
So it has to be one.
That it's not only that, correct. Go ahead.
So, I'm not from Reyes, fuck Mishkakas, assuming the Karsi. So, that's the case. It starts out as.
Rashi doesn't say anything.
Right.
Okay. Take the next one.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So Darsh of Nachman. So Rashi says Kach again. The whole thing is Nachman.
Yeah, the whole thing is Nachman.
So Darsh of Nachman, Mishum Rabbeinu, Umanu Shmuel. So Shmuel says, Shlokos Mevarchan Aleihem, Bore Priha Adama.
So Shmuel says, again, that cooked vegetables, cooked things, you make a Bore Priha Adama.
The Chavrinu Hayorda Meretz Yisrael, Umanu Ula Mishmin Darbi Yochanan, Amar Shlokos Mevarchan Aleihem, Shehakol.
So they're not Rabbo Seinu anymore, right. Now it's Chavrinu.
Right.
So he says, because Rav Nachman was Chashev. Okay. But again, it's the same problem.
Right.
One says, Shmuel says, it's Borei Pri Adama. Apparently that was the psak in Bovel. Right? Rav said it.
Shmuel said it.
Shmuel said it. Bai said something like that in the beginning.
Right.
Right? Okay. Go ahead. So and the Israelis... Right? They held shackle.
Right. I mean, just in both of these, in Rav Chista and Rav Nachman, there's Havaminas before that they're really arguing about in general, right?
Well, Rav Nachman holds it, like, you'll see.
Right. All right. Sorry. So Vani Omer, the Machlokas Shinuya, that they really argue, they're really following along the lines of Machlokas Tanaim. Desanya, Yotzin Barakik Hasharei Uvmavushal Shalonimach. Devi Rabbi Meir.
So Yotzin what?
Matzah.
Matzah, Achilas Matzah on Pesach. Yotzeh, if you soak the matzah, or if you cook it, as long as it stays intact. Okay? Right. That's Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yotzin Barakik Hasharoi, Aval Lo B'Mavushal Af HaPishal Onimach.
So Rabbi Yossi says, no, if it's soaked, you Yotzeh, but if it's cooked, you're not. So let's take a look at Rashi.
Go back to Amar...
You go back
Vani to Amar Shlokos.
Okay, so now, so Rav Nachman says, unlike Rav Chista, who tried to say that they were talking about different vegetables, and therefore not arguing at all, Rav Nachman says they are arguing. And therefore, go ahead. Therefore, they're each talking about all vegetables. Oh, if you can learn like Rav Chista, one was talking about vegetables that are only in raw, and one was talking about vegetables that are only eaten cooked. Neither one was talking about all vegetables, right? But if you're going to learn like Rav Nachman, now each one is talking about all vegetables. Okay? Okay, each one is talking about all vegetables. Now, what problems does that raise? Let's just stop for a moment. So what... primary problem that's going to... So if you hold Bori Pri Adama, the problem is Tumi and Karsi, right? Because now you're going to say that even though they're not better when they're cooked, or they're worse when they're cooked, they still bake a Bori Pri Adama, right? And if you say all vegetables that are cooked are shahakol, right? What about the ones that are good when they're cooked? What about the ones that are better when they're cooked? The ones that are only eaten cooked?
They'd never have a hadama then, seemingly.
That would be horrible.
Michael didn't like that at all.
No.
That's right.
He got very excited. Seriously.
So, what is this machlokas? It's the old machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. It seems to be their machlokes.
The chalukin and Rashi.
Yep.
The chalukin is Shmuel Rabbi Meir, the Amar Mevushal Kai Din Malse, Rabbi Yochanan Kai Rabbi Yossi.
So one side Rashi will tell us, right? So if you hold like Rabbi Meir, then what? That's really Shmuel, right? That everything is a Bori Pri Adama, and that's really like the mashmos of the first Rashi,
right?
That every vegetable that is cooked is bimilsei kaimi.
What's the connection? I just don't see that between matzah and
shmuel. Oh, well, so he'll show you in a second. But every vegetable that's cooked is what? Is koi bimilsei. So that means that what? That the tumi and the karsi that before we said become a shahakol, right, when they're cooked, because it's afkei minose.
It's not.
Now it's not afkei minose. Now what about the vegetables that are normally only eaten cooked and are shahakol when you eat them raw? Right? What is responsible for them becoming a boi v'yadama? Right?
Yeah. Derech achila.
And he doesn't say. Well, after, I mean, that's what I was saying in the first part. But yeah, right. That doesn't explain. Doesn't explain. How do they explain that? How do they explain that? Because it would seem Imam Shachif, if the bishul is changing it, so why isn't it changing here? And if the bishul didn't change it, so then
should still be
shagol. No, it's like a pumpkin. It's a shahakol when it's raw. So if cooking just keeps it the way it is, so it should still be a shahakol. I understand you'll tell me the tumi and the karsi don't change to a shahakol when you cook them. But if you can tell me cooking doesn't have any effect, right?
Well, why does it go up?
Why does it go up?
Okay, fine.
Right? Okay. And Rabbi Yossi holds that apparently cooking it is always afkei milsei. Always afkei milsei. Even when it makes it the thing that you grew up for, it's afkei milsei. That's also hard to understand. Okay, now where are they getting this from? They want to say that's the machlokas by matzah.
Right.
Whether you yotzei on cooked matzah. Go ahead.
So Rashi says, yotzin v'rakei kashoroi the mayim, so it's soaked in water, yidei achilas matzah. So you yotzei the chiyav achilas matzah, shel mitzvah. V'karinam be lechamoni.
Okay.
They still call it lechamoni.
Aval, lechem.
Right. Aval lo b'mevushal. Desu lav lechem ikrim.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying that what do you see? What are Rav Yossi and Rav Meir arguing about by cooked matzah? They're arguing whether it still has the shame lechem. Does it have the shame lechem or not? So Rav Meir says it still has the shame lechem, and therefore he wants to say he holds Bishul never changes the shame. I mean, it seems very different to me. It seems very different. I mean, Bishul and Afia are two equal processes of cooking. So why? I mean, it seems like, but cooking something raw, I could see saying that I undo the last process of Bishul. The last process I undid. But what are you gonna say? I undid the growing. What are you gonna undo over there?
What do you mean when you say you undid, meaning when you cook it?
You say you baked bread, so you gave it a shame of lechem through the afia.
Right.
Now, bishul is a parallel mechanism of preparing food. So I can understand saying that the bishul is going to undo the shame afia. You understand?
I'm not sure what you mean by undo.
It'll give it a shame of ushul. It's not going to be considered ofa. It's not going to be considered afia. It's considered bishul now. It would be like, I just boiled the flour. Now, it does not have a shame lechem.
Okay.
Lechem means it's the process of afia.
It's like, if you take like months of meal and make a cake out of that?
That's more complicated because you get into tiny pieces and it's like going back to flour. But anyway, they're saying that this is just a general concept.
Right.
Now, does Bishul change the shame of the thing? And if you're going to say it takes lechem and removes the shame lechem, then it's going to take the pri, right, and remove the shame pri. You brought it into derech achila, so that's very nice, but it's not a pri anymore. Right? And Rabbi Yossi, that was Rabbi Yossi, right? And Rabbi Meir says, nope. Really, the bishul does nothing. It was lechem before, it's lechem now. It was lechem before, it's lechem now. And by the peros too. It was the pre before, it's the pre now. How come it makes it from a shakal to a bar v'yadama? I guess that's the derech achilaso. Okay, so now the Gemara says one more thing, and then we'll stop here.
Velohi. So you don't know, you don't really have to say that. So the kule alma shlokos mevarchan aleihem bori pri ha'adama. that really Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir.
Where is Machlokas? Is it Vilohi or Lohi?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
The difference is whether it's still Rav Nachman. Right?
Which way is which?
Vilohi is Rav Nachman. He's continuing. Mm-hmm. You might think this whole thing is a machlokas for Meir Rabbi Yossi, but it's not.
Okay.
I saw that somewhere. If someone brings down that, that's a question of the above in there. But anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. The kulei alma shlokos mevarchan aleihem bori priha adama. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir will agree that really on shlokos you make a bori priha adama. Ve'ad kan lo kam Rabbi Yossi hasam elam yishim debo inon tam matza ve'leka. So really, Rabbi Yossi will agree that when you're mevashel, it's not really going to remove the state; it's not going to change it. But by matza, he said that you're not yotze for a different consideration because it's going to remove the tam matza, and so you need tam matza, and it's not going to be there anymore. Aval hacha afil Rabbi Yossi moda. But by the shlokos, even Rabbi Yossi will agree that it's not going to remove the state and it's still going to be ha'adama.
Does that mean to say that the tam will be removed if you don't care, or the tam won't be removed?
By who?
By shlokos.
By the vegetables?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's saying now, saying that what that really everybody agrees that the bishul doesn't change, right?
Right.
It really is still lechem and there's still the peros. The only thing is, there's a separate din by matzah, you need a certain tam. And it removes the tam of the afia. It removes the tam of lechem. Lechem is something that has a certain tam.
It's funny because it's lechem, and this is lechem, and it has a tam, so that should be tam lechem. Like, what makes that tam lechem more than the tam of this lechem?
See, I think that's like I was saying before. The afia produces a certain characteristic of the achila. And the bishul won't remove the shame of lechem, but it will remove that character of achila that it gets from the bishul. But anyway, it would seem now that there are three positions, right? It would seem that way with regard to bishul. Okay, let's just see if we can recap. It would seem like there are three positions with regard to bishul. Rav Chista holds, sometimes the bishul brings it into the shame pri, and sometimes it takes it out of the shame pri. Right? And according to Rav Nachman, Shmuel holds that it has no effect. It has zero effect. Bishul has zero effect.
It will bring.
Well, it'll change the bracha, but it has zero effect. As a process, it has zero effect.
On the milsei issue.
In the
right?
thing, in the milsei issue, it has zero effect. The thing has not changed. Now, it's going to Rav Chista, it changes, sometimes it changes into the good, and sometimes it changes out. Right? According to Shmuel, or according to Rav Nachman, according to Shmuel, it has no effect on it at all. It's always the thing it was. It's true it could change derech achila. But it can make it derachila or not derachila. But it's not going to change the shame of the thing. If it was a pre before, it's a pre now. Right? If it wasn't a pre before, it's not a pre now. If it was lechem before, it's lechem now. Okay? And Rabbi Yochanan holds that what? That it always changes the thing. It always changes the thing. So... So therefore, if it was lechem before, it's not lechem now. And if you subject any fruit or vegetable to bishul, there's no way you can make a bracha of bari priyatz afterwards. It's just not possible. Bari priyatz, bari dama afterwards. It's impossible. Because even if it makes it better in terms of eating, it's not the pre anymore. Right? Whereas Rav Chista was saying that what? Rav Chista was saying that what? That... I mean, how is he viewing the bishul thing? Right? Where is he?
Like the derech achila determines the character of the bishul process.
So you could say that he really held a different idea in terms of brachos. In other words, you could say he had one of their ideas of bishul, but he held by brachos it's different. In other words, according to Rav Nachman, there's an idea of bishul, and it runs through Shas. It's going to have an effect on being yotze matzas mitzvah, and it's going to have an effect on brachos. Right? I mean, Rav Chisda didn't seem to be concerned about the question of matz over there. Rav Chisda seemed to hold that it's not just a question of does it make a change? That's what I was trying to say originally. That he holds the process, but it can be a misakin or it can be a makalkil. You understand? Rav Nachman's way is it either removes the shame or it doesn't remove the shame.
You can't give the bishul process an identity based on what it's
doing. Yeah, correct, exactly. You know, as Rav Chisda seemed to hold, the bishul process is a process, but it could be considered elevating or detracting. Now, it doesn't have a set definition. Bishul itself doesn't have a set definition. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Depending on its effect, we'll see. But Rav Nachman seems to hold it either is qualitatively removing the prior shame, or it's not affecting the prior shame at all. You can't determine what it does based on its outcome, based on how good or bad the outcome is. But it's difficult to machlokes. Take a look at the Rif. You see the Rif paskins like Rav Nachman. Everybody else passes like Rav Chisda.
Does Nachman like?
Oh, Shmuel? Like Shmuel. Like Shmuel, correct. But you'll see from the riff that even Rav Nachman, according to Shmuel, holds that if it's not eaten raw, you make a shakal. Just don't think that that's also part of the question. Everybody agrees to that.
Right, that's just not a bishul. Do Rabbi Yonah on it also?
Yeah, he doesn't really, yeah. Take a little bit.